I know the times are hard to bear. It's hard to find someone to really care. But before I went down and out, here's what I used to think about.
Well, I'm sure if bread actually had any sense, they'd be thinking about pharma or nutritional supplements and how they can actually enhance and develop your own life to tremendous experiences. Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Mighty fine, mighty fine. It's a sunny morning here in sunny Manchester.
We would expect no less. I'll do a quick introduction to another one of our fine undergraduate students about to probably head off to either the University of Sunderland or indeed the University of Leeds. Currently wrapped up his first year at the University of Teesside. He's doing the rounds. It's Richard Bellis.
Hello, Richard.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Marvellous.
Enjoy your course.
Exactly.
I will. Thank you.
So, I enjoyed my pharmacy at Liverpool, John Moores University. I used to rock and roll to the Beatles in the Cavern Club in my lunch hour in 1964.
And you know, there is a direct connection, Dennis, with a recent guest, because we featured no less a personage than George Harrison's sister, Louise Harrison.
Really?
Yes, she's now 86.
I used to rock and roll with her in the Cavern Club.
Well,
that's a joke. That's a joke.
86 years of age is Louise, currently based in Missouri, and again, lots of wealth there. So you see, a couple of degrees of separation from the great George Harrison. It just goes to show.
Well, I didn't dance with her, because if she's 86, I'm only 77.
Yeah, but age is just a number. It's just a restriction we put upon ourselves, as many folk have said.
Age is definitely only a number if you're taking some of the products we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes.
Which is the perfect cue for your mini-lecture. Take it away, Dennis.
Well, what I do, Richard, I scour all the newspapers and emails and programs every week for the last 52 years, and I'm looking all the time for new information to maintain good health. As a pharmacist in my pharmacy here in Manchester, I've been here 52 years. The shop's been here 93 years. My mother wheeled me into the shop 76 years ago as a baby, and she said when I became the manager, before I became the owner, she said, when you were gurgling in the pram, when I was a baby, 1 year old, I was looking round the shop gurgling. When I became the manager, when I was 24, she said, and then I had the chance to become the owner at 26 with a mortgage. She said, you know, when I had you in the pram in the shop and you were looking round gurgling like a baby, you were actually saying, I'll have this place one day. And here I am, I'm still here. We're busy with prescriptions. There are 3 pharmacists, a staff of 10. We don't open Saturdays and Sundays. And we specialise in complementary medicine. We're quite a unique pharmacy, and we don't do lipsticks or makeup or Christmas gifts or cameras or batteries or even baby food. We're busy with prescriptions, and we sell cough bottles and lozenges. But the main thrust is complementary medicine, and we have over 200 products from all over the world, and we do mail order. And one of the main ranges, and that's the main company, is PharmaNord. PharmaNord are a Danish company that specialize in health food products, and what makes them quite unique is that Denmark is the only country in the whole of Europe where the law of the land is that health food products have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. So I came across this company 26 years ago. It was to do with the world's rarest mineral, the mineral called selenium. Many of you won't have heard of that mineral. I know you've heard of iron, which you take if you're anemic, and zinc, the mineral zinc, helps your immune system. Of course, everybody knows that calcium is necessary to give you strong bones. And selenium? What's selenium? Well, it's the world's rarest mineral. And guess what? Where we live in Great Britain, we just happen to have, from when the planet was formed 4 billion years ago, we drew the short straw, and we have the lowest levels of selenium in the world in Great Britain. We only get through the food chain, the food growing in our soil, or if you eat steak, if you eat meat, the cow which ate the grass, and the grass had low selenium, so the cow gets low selenium when it eats the grass, and then if we eat steak, we're getting low selenium. So, and all the vegetables grown in England, cabbage, cauliflower, tomatoes, they've all got low selenium. We only get 31 micrograms a day. If you lived in Venezuela, you get 350 micrograms a day through their food chain. Japan gets up to 400, North America 250. And you need selenium to make 25 different pathways in your body, which is very hard if you haven't got enough, if you've only got the 31 micrograms a day that we have in Great Britain. So some of the pathways are selenium K, protects your kidney. Selenium M, protects your muscles. Selenium S, protects your skin. Selenium P, protects your liver. Thioredoxin reductase selenium, that one protects your heart. And this mouthful, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, that substance is needed to make your thyroid gland work properly. The substance called thyroxin, which the hospitals know as T4, has to be converted to the active form, T3. But in order to do the conversion, our bodies have to make that long word, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase. And you can't make that without selenium. So yes, the first supplement I ever sold 36 years ago, which was the selenium. And it's made by, the biologically active form is made in Denmark by PharmaNord, this Danish company. And it's called BioSeleno Precise because it's the precise amount of selenium that we need, 200 millionths of a gram, added to our lousy 31 that we get from our food chain. So we do end up with 231. So PharmaNord, this wonderful company making health food products to pharmaceutical standards, they came to England, as I said, about 26, 27 years ago, and I started mentioning this firm on my radio and TV programs that I was doing in those days, and I still do many of them here from Manchester. And because I was mentioning that this company, PharmaNord, make the products to pharmaceutical standards, they contacted me. I was, in particular, one of their products, which became the biggest selling product in my pharmacy, is a product called Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram. What a mouthful. Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram. And because I was publicizing their product, because it's made to pharmaceutical standards, they asked me, would I like to go to the World Conference on this substance, which was in Boston. They would send me there, and I'd meet all the world authorities who knew a lot about this substance, Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram. I must tell you, listeners, if you don't already know what Q10 is, it's a substance that's made in every cell in your body. It's used in every cell in your body. You have 100 trillion cells, not 100 million or 100 billion, 100 trillion cells. And everyone is using Q10 to give you your energy. So most of your Q10 is made in your liver. The thing is, as you pass the age of 20, you start to make less. And when you get to 40, your production has gone back to the levels of a two-year-old. I'm 3 years off 80, so when I get to 80, all being well in 3 years, my liver production of Q10 that gives us our energy will have gone back to the levels of a one-year-old baby. But if you take the Pharmanaud capsule, bioquinone, Q10 gold, 100 milligram, then your levels will rise up. And if you take one a day, your levels will go back to the levels of a 20-year-old. If you take two a day, you'll end up with twice the levels of Mike Tyson the boxer. And if you take three a day, sort of a magical number, one with each meal, it actually addresses heart problems and many functions of the human body which are deteriorating as we get older. The body deteriorates, it slows down, you lose muscle, you haven't got the same energy as when you were younger. But by taking bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram capsules, you can affect your body in such a positive way. For example, when Pharmanaud sent me to Sweden 6 years ago, it was to hear the results of a trial where they were using the Pharmanaud products, because they're made to pharmaceutical standards in Denmark. But this was in Sweden. They carried out a trial where they took 400 people, and they were all my age group, 70 to 90. So nobody was under 70. They were all old like me, 70 to 90. And half of them, 200 of them, were given two capsules of the bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram and one tablet of the Soleno Precise, because most of Europe has got low levels of selenium in the soil. But as I said before, Great Britain has got the lowest, as a country, it's got the lowest levels in the world. So in this trial, they followed these elderly people, aged 70 to 90, half of them taking two capsules of the Q10 with one tablet of the selenium, and the other 200 people had dummy ones, placebo ones, not the real ones. But they all thought they were on the real ones. They followed these people for 5 years, and an amazing thing happened. They were looking at the levels of heart attacks and the deaths from heart attacks, because one person in three does pass away from a heart attack. That's just a fact of life. But in this trial, those taking the real Q10 and selenium, the death rate from dying of a heart attack dropped an unbelievable percent, 54%. Not 10% or 20% or 30% or 40%, 54%. The death rate from dying of a heart attack dropped 50%. It dropped to half. And a marker that they can measure in the blood for an aging heart, it's called NT-proBNP. What a funny name. NT-proBNP. This is the marker that hospital heart specialists can detect in your blood and look to what degree your aging heart, when you're getting older and older, 70, 80, 90, 100, to what degree your heart is getting old and tired and wearing out and getting damaged just from living a long life. And in the people on the dummy Q10 and selenium, not the real ones, this marker level rocketed 20%. But the elderly people, aged 70 to 90, who were on the real Q10 and the tablets of selenium, the marker for an aging heart never went up at all. That is amazing. And I myself have been taking the selenium and Q10 long before this trial was done. I've been taking them for over 25 years. So I'm approaching 80. I'm 77 in February. And I'm on no drugs for anything. I'm still working. My muscles are like steel, because when you take Q10, it even stops you losing your muscle. My mother was on these products. She did all the book work without Alzheimer's or dementia right up to her death at 92. My uncle died last year at 99 and a half, fully compos mentis with no problems at all. Another member of the family had heart failure. This was a lady of 66. She was diabetic, angina, high blood pressure. She was overweight, and she was in the local hospital for 6 weeks with heart failure. And I asked the consultant, I said, she's very poorly. What sort of the prognosis? He said, well, with this degree of heart failure and being overweight, being diabetic, having angina, having high blood pressure, and this degree of heart failure, the most she'll live is about 7 years. Let's say 66 plus 7, about 73. I'd put her on, even before these trials in Sweden, I'd put her on the 3-a-day of the Pharmanord Q10 and the 1 tablet of the Soleno Precise. And she didn't live just 7 years. She didn't live double that, which is 14 years. She actually lived mathematically triple that, 21 years. And she died at about 87. So yes, Pharmanord have got some wonderful products. And I will read out now some of the headlines. I'm just switching now to the story of sugar, because we're hearing so much how diabetes in Great Britain is rocketing horrendously. In fact, of the £100 billion that this country spends on its health, not 100 million, this is 100 billion, which is a tremendous amount of money. That's the entire cost of the entire British Health Service. 10% of that, £10 billion, not 10 million, 10 billion, 10,000 million pounds is spent on diabetes. And the problem is, we're all eating too much sugar. Cakes and chocolates and sweets and sugar and biscuits and jam and marmalade. And even all the starchy foods. If you eat too much starchy foods, too much bread, too much potatoes, too many sweets and turnips, parsnips, they do give you vitamin C. They do give you fiber. But these underground storage organs, like the ones I've mentioned, potatoes, swedes, turnips, parsnips, they're full of starch. And starch breaks down to sugar. So on top of all the other things that we shouldn't be eating, even ice cream, everybody loves ice cream. I like rum and raisin ice cream. That's the one I really like. If it's available when you go to the seaside, if you can ask for rum and raisin. But the point is, ice cream is 75% sugar. And more people are becoming diabetic. There was one article here it is, it was in the Mail. The headline, I couldn't believe my eyes, obese children have damaged hearts before their first birthday. And Ben Spencer, the medical correspondent, writes, being severely overweight before the age of 1 can change the structure of the heart. A study of more than 400 children found the early signs of severe heart damage in those who were obese. British experts said alarm bells should be ringing at the findings, particularly as the UK has high rates of child obesity. The researchers who presented their findings at the European Society of Cardiology Congress in Barcelona, which is taking place this week, they scanned the hearts of 455 children aged from infancy to those in their teens. They found that obese children had heart walls 25% thicker than those of a healthy weight. Having a thick heart wall puts people at risk of abnormal heart rhythms, heart failure, and cardiac arrest later in life, and is an early marker of heart disease. And finally, concerningly, thick heart walls were also seen in 54 babies below the age of one and 125 toddlers younger than three. All the babies had been bottle-fed, which experts said was linked to higher rates of obesity. A fifth of children, listen to this, listeners, a fifth of children in Britain are overweight or obese by the time they start primary school. So these facts are really worrying. The lead specialist giving the lecture, Dr. Mercier, she added that doctors should warn parents about their children's diet. She said doctors should tell parents what kind of food to give to children. Not fast food, not sweets, proper food at home, and natural food like fruits and vegetables. Professor Meetan Afkiran of the British Heart Foundation said, and this is the last little paragraph, children who are overweight or obese are more likely to carry this extra weight into adulthood. That puts them at risk of developing heart disease later in life. But several studies now suggest the damage could begin in childhood. No matter what age you are, maintaining a healthy body weight is a key step towards maintaining a healthy heart. And that actually brings me to another brilliant product that Pharmanord brought out 15 months ago. It's called Bio Gluco Controlled. And it ties in exactly with what I've just been reading about children. Because this capsule can be given to children from the age of five. And in fact, if they can't swallow it, which most children wouldn't swallow a capsule from the age of five, the parents could slide the capsule apart and tip the purple powder into a glass, into a juice, and it's a nice taste, and they just drink it one capsule content a day. And what is in this purple substance? It is a berry from the mountains of Chile. High up in the mountains of Chile, people for centuries have been eating this purple berry. It is not the acai berry, it's the maki berry, M-A-C-Q-U-I, the maki berry. And what this berry does, and now it's available in this capsule called Bio Gluco Control, from the name you can see, it's controlling your glucose, controlling this sugar, which will avoid all these problems I've just been alluding to. So the BioGluco Control contains two ingredients. The purple berry extract, its job of which is to stop the pathway of starch becoming sugar. So even if you're eating some bread, the right amount, the bread, the potatoes, pizza, pasta, rice, etc., the starch will all be broken down to sugar. That's what human bodies do and animal bodies do. But if you block the pathway that breaks down the starch to sugar, then the starch stays in your bowel as fiber. And you go to the toilet in the normal way, having used the starch as fiber. You never converted it to sugar, which is fantastic. The only other ingredient in the capsule is a little bit, 1/100,000,000th of a gram, of the mineral called chromium. Chromium used to be what car bumpers were covered in the 1950s. Now they're all plastic and rubber. People used to polish the car bumpers and make them shiny. But the human body needs 1/100,000,000th of a gram of chromium. And what it does, it opens a little pathway in our cell walls to allow the right amount of sugar to enter the cell, because you need some sugar to give you energy. And then when you've got the energy, you make a hormone called leptin, which tells the brain, I feel full. So it stops you overeating. We Without the chromium, listeners, the little pathway in our cell walls won't open. And the insulin, which has brought the sugar to the cell to give you some sugar, can't get the sugar into the cell. So it's as if it's standing there outside your cell wall, the insulin, as if it's standing there scratching its bottom, thinking, what am I going to do with this sugar? I can't get it in the cell to give the person the energy. Oh, I'm going to store it as fat. I'll give him a fat bottom, a fat belly, a double chin, and even if you don't drink alcohol, I'll lay down the sugar as fat in your liver. I'll give you a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. But this product, BioGlucoControl, this capsule with the purple powder from the berry from the mountains of Chile and the small amount of chromium, addresses beautifully this situation. I'm ashamed to say that I myself, last year, was 12 stone 9. I was pre-diabetic. My wife was pre-diabetic. One of the girls in the shop, who's 62, she was pre-diabetic. Excuse me. We all took this BioGlucoControl, and we've stayed on it. My weight went from 12 stone 9. I'm now 11 stone 6. And the three of us are no longer pre-diabetic. We are no longer pre-diabetic. We've actually sold now in the pharmacy over the last 15 months 1,200 packets of these capsules, the BioGlucoControl. So that's become another wonderful product that Pharma Nord have put together. I'll just finish off with a new little article about Q10, the Mediterranean diet and aging. And it goes on to say, a study in 2012 found that Q10 supplements, in combination with the Mediterranean diet, not our diet, which is tends to be rubbish, the Mediterranean diet is sensible amount of lean meat, say once a week, plenty of oily fish, plenty of vegetables which grow above the ground, the cauliflower, the cabbage, the tomato, the celery, all the things above the ground are low in sugar. And so you can stuff yourself with the vegetables that grow above the ground. Pour some olive oil on, because part of the Mediterranean diet is olive oil. And in relationship to what I've just read in this study in 2012, when people on the Mediterranean diet took an extra supplement of Q10, in the elderly population, it reduced the inflammatory response and it reduced the stress to those parts of the cells responsible for manufacturing proteins, which is an important to help prevent aging-related disease such as diabetes, inflammation and neurodegenerative diseases, that's diseases of the nervous system, including Alzheimer's disease. So the question is, would Q10 and the Mediterranean diet also help reduce DNA damage? DNA is the substance in all your cells which has got the imprint of all the different facets of your body. And this was explored in a recent research in July 2014. A new study was published in which 20 people were randomly assigned to one of three groups for 4 weeks. A Mediterranean diet with Q10, a Mediterranean diet alone, a saturated fat diet. The volunteers were tested to determine if their genes expressed themselves in a different way. The results showed that those in the Mediterranean diet, especially taking the Q10, experienced a reduction in the expression of their genes associated with DNA damage. In other words, that's how their muscles were being maintained. I have recently come across not a Pharma Nord product, it's a powder called Synergy Protein, also made, this is a drink powder, you just take a spoon a day, and it's made in Denmark, so it's made to pharmaceutical standards. It's called Synergy Protein. And when you take a drink a day of this, it gives you 15 grams of protein. The same amount of steak from an animal would only give you 4 grams of protein. And I myself had a terrible ulcer on a car crash damaged leg, which was taking 5 months to heal. I drank this Synergy Protein, and within 10 days, the ulcer had completely healed. I've got amazing photographs of this before and after. I mention that because it ties in with this Q10 story and the Mediterranean diet, where once again, it maintains your protein levels, even in old age. You are able to maintain strong muscles. So the Q10 and the Mediterranean diet is a wonderful way of preserving your genes on your chromosomes, preserving your DNA, which orchestrates how you will age. Will you age like a young person, or will you age like a very old person? And I did add on, I have come across a wonder product called Synergy Protein. You just have a spoon a day, vanilla flavored or chocolate flavored, and my leg ulcer healed in 2 weeks, 10 days, and I've got the photographs before and after, which are amazing. Even my doctor colleagues are amazed at the speed that it healed. But we must switch to the Mediterranean diet. And as I say, if we add the Q10, we will get some amazing effects. We use it for angina, high blood pressure, chronic fatigue, even infertility. It allows the older woman's eggs to be more fertilizable, if that's the correct word, when she's trying to start a family, because the older egg will not be capable of being fertilized as well as it would be if she was of a younger age. But by taking the Q10, it makes the egg more capable of being fertilized. Similarly, as an older man, if an older man is trying to start a family, his sperms, if he's 35, 36, 40, he's no longer, the sperms have no longer got sort of the speed of swimming that they would if he was a young man of 24. And Pharmanord even brought out a product called Be Daddy, to be a daddy.
And at that point, Dennis, we have to hold it again. I'm afraid the microphone has to be faded down, and we have to say it's a wrap for this session, basically. It's been an extraordinary lengthy scenario. I think Richard's taken so many notes, it's unbelievable there. So well done.
Have you enjoyed that, Richard?
Oh, I did.
Well, I've been going on like this for 52 years.
Exactly, and another 52.
I've been blessed. I've never been to work. It's become a hobby. My job became a hobby with these health products. It really did.
Ultimately, that's the best we can actually look for, and we'll continue to do so. So I take it you've had a reasonably interesting telephonic mini-lecture, Dennis?
I love... my favourite saying is, information is not information unless you pass it on.
And I take it you'll be returning before too long?
Absolutely.
They burst in before you had a chance to say anything, Dennis. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, knowledge is power.
Well, exactly. That's the critical line that universities across the globe will actually say. That's the important thing. Very vital. Dennis, as ever, a delight. Take care, and we will see you, as I say, in the very near future.
I mentioned the product for the first time, which wasn't Pharmanord.
I know, it's a bit of a shock, but still.
I'll tell you what. I'll send you my emails of my ulcer. You will be absolutely amazed. I think I've got your email.
You should.
I must have it.
You can reach that and we'll connect you.
I'll send it you now, this minute, and you can show Richard. Is he with you for a few minutes?
I would have thought so, yes.
Yeah, I'll send it you now.
Excellent.
Okay,
Dennis,
bye.
Take care. Speak very soon.